1400 K1, and it is 9:30 on a Thursday morning, giving us an opportunity to do a little bit of car talk this morning with Brad Dundress from Dundress Family of Autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, really, at least right now. It started out kind of cloudy, looked like it could rain, but I see sunshine at this moment.
Oh, it's a very mild, wonderful morning.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It's a great day. Yeah. We continue to talk Fords and Toyotas Lincolns and 995 oil changes.
995 oil changes and great service deals on tires, brakes, batteries.
And a great body shop.
Got a great body shop. Got Enrique and the team down at the detail department. Got Albert at the Dundress Truck Ranch. Got a great team of people. That's something we always focus on, and that, you know, I think it's one of the themes of this whole program is the people that work at Dundress, you know, now for in our 78th year.
Wow.
You know, it's been thousands of people that we've helped develop a career in the car business, and it really is something, you know, I have to think about every day, because really my job is to help the people that work there be successful, right? If they're successful in their jobs, then we're going to be successful, and I cannot do it all alone. And, you know, a lot of times I just end up going around, you know, helping them with things and kind of making sure everything's going right and see where we're going, in the process and help lead us there. But anyway, the people make it all happen, and there's a great team there today to help serve you.
And without getting in a whole TQM, internal and external customers talk, we're just talking about the fact that you're there to support your team who does the customer service work.
Yeah, that's right. Because the frontline people are the ones that make it happen. You know, recently I moved the phone operator up to the where my office is in the Toyota administrative area, and partly so I could hear everything going on the phone. You know, that phone rings sometimes well over 1,200 times a day. It's a very busy switchboard.
I brought
rings
my car
like
in
crazy.
For all Is it ready
and,
yet?
You know, and there's a lot going on, and I learned so much listening to what happens when people call. And, you know, Tina and I work really hard on that. Tina is our is the one who answers the phone most of the time. She is excellent at it, and she's one of the most important employees we have in the entire dealership. Just think of that, answering the phone 1,200 times in a day.
Wow, that's
and
a lot.
And touching that many people and being able to get it to the right place, because a lot of times that's the challenge in our environment. And the place where you're sending the call might be pretty busy. We've got cameras that help her see you know, what's going on, particularly on the service drives where it can be just really busy. And you know, it's hard to – you can't talk on two or three phones at once and then have a customer in front of you very effectively. And so
Kevin
we have to find ways
two phones
to avoid
at the same
that.
Time. Now, you got a picture of a red car opened up on
you. No, I thought we'd talk about some used cars. You know, that's been a really big theme this year. Is the used cars that we're selling more and more used cars. I don't know quite what the deal is, but the used car market has just been really strong, and you know, we've kind of changed how we're marketing them and stuff, so some of that's probably our marketing. But the truth is, you know, we've got some great deals on certified vehicles, and we've got the different tiers of certified vehicles at Dundress that I think are really great for people to understand, that you can get everything from a manufacturer certified vehicle, which is really the cream of the crop. These are the best used cars on the market. They come with warranties that are very similar to new vehicle warranties. Then we have the Dundress Q-certified warranty, which is essentially a powertrain warranty. It's going to cover all the main engine components, drivetrain components of the vehicle, but it's not going to extend to the length of that a new car warranty will go to. And then we've got cars that are just cash as is vehicles, or that don't come with a warranty, of course.
But they still have been safety inspected when they come through your shop.
We stand behind them, and we make sure that what we sell out at least is a safe vehicle. It's going to have, you know, tires that will hold air, and that will brakes that will stop you, and it'll start and go, and it's going to change the oil, do the basic maintenance on it, just check everything out. You know, a lot of times we're going to have the service history on the vehicle too, because a lot of the vehicles that we end up buying most of the used cars that we have, we trade for or buy on the through our service department or off the street. So these are cars, most of them that we know and have done the service on, and you know, and a lot of times we can work with you too, and you know, help you get that done. Whether you're looking at whether I should fix my car or maybe purchase another one, what are the options, new or used? You know, those kinds of questions are really, you know, what we deal with every day. I mean, the today it's I was looking at something yesterday online about the car business, and it's all about these, you know, how do I fix it moments, right? And people get online and then they click it up and here, what do I do and how do I fix it? And, you know, and then you that's a lot of that's what we're seeing. Look, a lot of the calls are about those things too. Online inquiries, we get a lot of those now too.
Which was kind of how this show started. Rusty would come in and talk maintenance and fixing your car on this show with listeners as they called in.
You know, that it's really interesting that transition, because a lot of that is happening now online and through social media and stuff. We get contacted by people all the time through our Facebook channels with questions about their car or maintaining it or how to do things that, you know, used to be we had a radio for, kind of, whether it's a digital world or an analog world, I suppose. We have a guest here with us
we
today,
do.
Anna from
yeah.
Arvest.
Hello, good morning.
We were talking.
She keeps getting more hats with young
well,
professionals.
Well, yeah, we got to make sure which hat is she.
Who am I today,
and,
you know.
We were at a meeting yesterday afternoon, the first meeting of the Community Green Design Committee, which
yes.
we're both members of and really mm-hmm. proud to be working on.
Congratulations on your most recent appointment to that committee.
Well, I'm going to represent the Price Tower Board on the committee and also the community of Bartlesville. I'm just really excited mm-hmm. about this project, and you know, the fact that we had such a visionary bond issue get passed, and this is a great opportunity. We don't want to miss it. We want to get it really right. This is an opportunity to do something that's not just really a great thing for those of us who live here, and you know, it makes the community richer, and you know, a great place to spend an evening or go to a hot street party or whatever, or look at some art, whatever we're going to do lots of different things down there in this space. But it's also going to be a great, I think, driver for us economically in our downtown area. And as we've just seen so much change in the last 15, 18 years, you know, since we started visioning, what do we need to do down there to bring it to life again? You know, I remember the days back in the 70s when it was a great downtown. I mean, it was like little New York City. I mean, you went down there and there was action. There were three movie theaters. There was people walking around and, you know, and you dressed up to the Phillips team with their hats on. And, you know, it was a cool place.
Not unlike downtown in most cities across right. America. And then we moved out to the malls and did other things because the mall was new and it was a great place to go.
My grandfather moved the dealer mm-hmm. out to Highway 75, right, mm-hmm. and got you know, worked to get Highway 75 built, so we didn't have to wind through the woods to go to Tulsa. And you know, those are all big things,
yeah.
and those are all leading us to today, where we can actually, you know, we have this vision, and we can build a downtown that's really, I think, that's neat and vibrant, mm-hmm. and you know, and that people will want to invest in. I mean, that's an important thing. People do think this will spur private investment and really just, you know, just all kinds of opportunity in Bartlesville, which is so important.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you think, Anna?
I think all the same things. I am really excited. Working on the bond project was really interesting, being relatively new to Bartlesville, mm-hmm. you know, coming up on 4 years, I guess, this month, next month. I have been just so impressed with the quick change and the momentum that I feel like mm-hmm. within these last 4 years that the community has had. I feel like there is a really strong shared vision, which is very unique, I think. And so I think with this green project, it's really exciting. I know our young professionals group was the most excited about that. You know, all the whole bond package had elements for everybody and for the whole community, but that green space is going to be something special and that we can kind of look back on years, decades in the future and kind of point that as a turning point and a continuing of the momentum. So I think it's really exciting.
That's cool.
I think it's really
exciting.
Things
keep changing. You know, we were talking about the car business and mm-hmm. and the community, and you know, before we were coming in here, we were talking about the, you know, the changing how people access the bank. You work
right.
at Arvest,
yeah.
and our showroom is different. I mean, mm-hmm. We talked about those, you know, how you can, you know, analog or digital world, and you know, right now, I mean, you don't go to the bank teller
right.
at the bank as often as you used to, and you don't go to the drive-thru even mm-hmm. as often as you used to.
You can do a lot of that, from your phone and on your computer. It's
same thing
advancing.
With selling cars.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. Our world is a-changing.
And, keep up with those changes and spearhead those and embrace those and kind of think of how you can be more creative in your business.
But I did ask you, wanted you to come in today so we could talk about something going on at Arvest. That, you know, I've seen it around the last few years, and I know I've heard about this Million Meals project that Arvest does. I think, explain what's going on. I know you've got an event today. And
we do.
And
Big cookout. Yes.
But this is an event that goes way beyond today, that goes on for weeks and across the entire Arvest world. So
yes.
Tell us about
exactly. it. Yeah. So the 1 Million Meals campaign initiative was started about 7 or 8 years ago. It is a bank group wide operation. So all of the branches, you know, across the 4-state region participate. We all have our own local food partners that we join with. So for our Bartlesville Dewey region, that's Mary Martha Outreach. And so basically all of our branches do in-branch fundraising, community event fundraising, encourage customers and associates to give money and non-perishable food items with the goal of raising across the bank group 1 million meals. Now we already have hit that goal for the bank group. We're really inching up close to hitting 2 million meals. They estimate, you know, according to kind of some of the food bank partners, their data, that for every $1, the food banks can turn that into 5 meals. And for every non-perishable food item, that's about 2 meals. So that's kind of the ratio. So really when you think about $10, $20, that has a big impact for families. Mm-hmm. You can really provide consistency. And so it has been a blast to work on the campaign here locally. We've partnered with Mary Martha, took some associates out to volunteer. We did their food picking for their clients, which was amazing. If you haven't done that, you've got to go do it. It is so efficient. They have exactly how many items you need based on family size, based on if there's children, based on food preferences that the clients have. I mean, it is amazing. And you just show up, volunteer for an hour, two hours,
and
it makes your day.
And this is a process where you load the bags,
yes,
so to speak,
yes, exactly.
Of the food.
It's like you're grocery shopping, you know, for yourself. Much more structured than how my grocery shopping ends up being.
It is quite an operation going on there. People don't know, and we've had them on the show before, but probably need to have it again.
It's just incredible. So
yeah, really is a special.
We had a great time doing that and really letting our associates see why we do this 1 million meals campaign, why it matters here locally for our Bartlesville region. That includes our Caney, Kansas, and Nowata and Vinita markets as well. We've raised almost 40,000 meals. My goal is 48,000, so we're really, really close. We have a big cookout today. Thankfully, I think the weather's going to hold up for us.
Looks
so
really
it'll be at our downtown branch. And don't let the construction going on deter you. There's a nice there'll be a construction sound, but we'll have music. We'll drown it out.
usually they take a break
Exactly. I'm hoping they'll come join us.
Well, they'll take a break for lunch, I'm sure. So
that'll we're having your choice of a hamburger or a hot dog from Pex, grilled up by the Arvest grill team, who does a great job. Chips, dessert, and a drink.
It's in the parking lot?
It's in the parking lot, north parking lot right there. $7. We're also going to have DJ Southern Snow there with snow cones. And then on top of that, we are having a dunk tank. So we did voting. I took 8 associates who agreed that if they raised the most money, they would be in the dunk tank. So I've got 4 lucky, if you'll call them lucky winners, that will be up for being dunked. So Clint Musselwhite, our new mortgage manager, Julia May, who's one of our mortgage lenders, Emily Roush, who's a consumer lender with us, and then David Nickel, who's our loan manager.
What a great group.
It's a good group. You know, Arvest, we've got so many fun people, and I didn't have one person turn me down when I called and said, hey, I have this crazy idea. Would you be in a dunk tank if you raised enough money? And they, sure, that sounds fun, great.
And now that their names are out there, all their friends
exactly.
or lack thereof
yep.
will...
Come out and see them. We'll have
How many times do they get dunked?
So they'll be up there for a 20-minute shift. That's kind of what we do for Hot Street Party. So something different, though, is you can throw if you feel confident in your arm. You can purchase throws. Or we're going to have a dunk now option where you just walk up and hit the button.
Oh,
so
the easy button.
The easy button. So you could try some throws, see how it goes, you know, and if you've got that arm.
Let's go ahead and get the names out again.
Yeah.
People
the
might want to come down
exactly,
and
come
take
down
advantage of dunking
yep.
these personalities in
yes.
our community because they are known.
Yes, they are known. Yep. So we have Clint Musselwhite will be up there, Julia May, Emily Roush, and David Nickel. So we'll start that. The cookout is from 11 to 1. We'll start the dunk tank probably around 11:40-ish. So
congratulations,
yeah, it should be
to
fun.
Them. Yes. They're brave souls.
Very good sport.
And they get a nice warm day.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So that part
kind of kick
should,
off summertime.
Should be real nice by then. 84, 86, somewhere in that vicinity by then.
Yeah, they just want to cool off. You know, it's been so hot. So that was kind of our thought. But it's going to be a
blast. Are they in street clothes or dunking attire?
So I think they'll be in, you know, we told them just dress appropriately and bring some towels. So we'll see. I think it's a lot of fun. We raised like $700 in a week doing the voting.
Oh, cool.
One key associate who was up for the top four made a generous donation to make sure he was not in the dunk tank.
A nice option.
You can
buy your way out.
Yeah, you know. So, Kyle Hubbard was pretty adamant about not being in the dunk tank. So now he can test his arm, but they've all been just great sports. So we're hoping that this is a really successful event.
How much is it to get a toss?
So we're doing $3 to throw it 5 times or $10 to go up and hit the button.
Okay, so that's good value.
Yeah, it is. And if you remember that ratio, you know, $1 for 5 meals, I mean, not only are you having fun and, you know, helping people cool off in the dunk tank, but you are providing meals for our local neighbors here. So it's a great cause, and we've done this campaign April. We started at the beginning of April, and it'll wrap up June 2nd. So we're kind of in our last push.
Push to the finish.
And kind of one last thing on the technology side. If you have the Arvest Go app, the new app, you can donate directly from that app, and that money stays local too. And so that is just a really easy way. You pull it up, and it just says, you know, make a donation to 1 Million Meals, and easy, comes right out of whatever account you want it to come out of, and stays local here in our community. So that's a good option if you can't make it to the cookout, but you'd like to contribute. Keep that in mind.
And if you haven't downloaded the Arvest Go app, now would be a good time to do it.
Yes, because it is wonderful. It is way better than the old one. And so they are continuing to make updates to that, the Arvest Go one as well. So nice.
Cool.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent stuff going on as usual down at Arvest Bank and in the community here at Bartlesville. And you're involved in so much of it. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you do in our community, Anna.
Thank
I know
you.
You've been helping and for many years, and they're very involved.
You.
And that's I appreciate that.
It's fun to be able to do.
You know, you're in your last run here. Put on the third hat.
Yeah. You're
the last part of your leadership of young professionals.
That's right. Let's roll off. Yeah.
Let's talk about that because YP is one of those great organizations in our town that we don't often get a chance to expose. You know, you may not run into them, or you may, but it's often a lot of people who, like you, come to town who may not know that.
They're typically not wearing a YP sign.
You have
we need to get some YP signs.
And then they get involved, and many great things. And with the Hot Street Party coming up, which is one of your babies and one of our babies, we really like to promote that. And so that'll be later in June, June
23rd, whatever that Friday is.
I think Wednesday, June 20th, we're going to do Dungeness Night at the ballpark, too. We're going to have it's a doubleheader with Three Rivers, I believe.
Sounds right.
And we'll have all kinds of stuff, prizes. You get in free, good stuff. Dungeness Night at the ballpark, then Hot Street Party is that Friday night.
Right.
And then tell us about what else is going on with young professionals and what you guys have been up to.
So we've been really busy. I think our membership has continued to grow and be engaged. And I would venture to say if you have younger professionals that are involved with your organizations, I would bet that they're involved with our network as well. So Hot Street Party is a huge thing. We were approached by the most recent Leadership Bartlesville class that just graduated. We actually had 4 of our board members that were in that class came to us about partnering with Hot Street Party to support a sculpture in the new community green space. So we're excited about that partnership. It's an easy fit. Leadership Bartlesville is another great program that we like to have members participate in. So we're looking forward to a really successful Hot Street Party. We do some just kind of fun casual events in the summer to encourage we have a big amount of interns that come to work at ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, so we try to use the summer as a good time to help connect them and get them to think about Bartlesville as a place that they might want to come after they get their degree, and plug in and show that there are some fun, free activities that they can be at with their peers. So we do some things like that. And we really, I think, have expanded our network in volunteering and diving in a little deeper with some of our nonprofit organizations this year. We did an event with Big Brothers Big Sisters where they have a good amount of littles that don't have bigs yet, and they're just kind of in limbo. So we did a bowling event with them. So we had our members come, their kiddos come and pair up and do pizza and bowling. Yes. And so it was a good event for the kids, obviously a good event for our neighbor or our members too, to see what Big Brothers Big Sisters does and how they could plug in. Helped with some of the different animal shelters, and so it's been really fun to get our members a little bit more plugged in. Our philosophy is kind of, if they connect to Bartlesville as a community and don't just see it as a place that they're here maybe for their job, that they'll be more likely to put down roots, buy a house, have a family here, get involved here. So it's really just about exposing them to all the different options and the uniqueness that our community offers.
It's a great story, and it's one of those things that a lot of, I think we sometimes take for granted, those of us who have been here for generations or whatever, that how special Bartlesville is. And, you know, to somebody who hadn't been around, they just don't know how different it can be here.
Yeah,
and
that's very true.
Are these opportunities, and there's great stuff going on here all the time. And, you know, I think, you know, that back to the...
Well, and I think there's, particularly when you're coming out of college, there's always that draw to any, across the country, the metropolitan area, as opposed to...
Yeah.
Oh, you know, community of 35,000, 37,000. What's going on there?
You know, well, I have a son that's looking at colleges now, and I mean, he's looking, I don't think he wants to look at anything within 300 miles of anywhere.
Well, that's part
and,
of it too. I'm getting away, wherever you grow up, I'm shaking the dust of this dirty little town.
I can't get him to narrow down much beyond that. As long as it's over there somewhere. No, I'm kidding, of course.
But that's just being
that's
you know, at that
true.
Age.
That's partly true. I mean, there's that desire to see other places and such. And, you know, but it takes telling our story, too. And that, you guys do a great job of that.
Thank you. Getting them engaged.
And it does make an impact on our community. I really feel strongly about that. And you can see that through the Hot Street Party through the years.
Yeah.
What a great event
it
is.
It just continues to grow and grow. And last year was the first year we had it kind of at that, you know, at the time proposed.
Yeah.
Green space, and so now it's exciting to have it there again and think of the future of, you know, once that's complete and just having a community space like that. But really, last year was our most successful one by far. Raised over $8,000 to support On the Rock Ministries, so we're hoping for another knockout event, and Dungeness has been a big sponsor of that event for years and years, so that only happens because we have a strong business community that does see the need to attract and retain young talent. And so we couldn't do that. It does take, you know, some funds to get that up and going. So we appreciate the business community coming alongside that effort to make sure we can keep people here.
Yep. Well, great. It's such an exciting time in our community to have that rolling out. And so that'll be later in a few weeks in June and on the green space, the Hot Street Party. So
sounds like a great deal.
So a little bit more car business stuff. We got off on that from used cars and certified vehicles. You know, one thing I do want to mention right now is our great inventory of certified Lincolns, and actually some that aren't certified too, a good blend of both, Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns, particularly the Lincolns and Toyotas right now. There's a really great inventory. We've just happened across some stuff that is just right and for people, I think.
The Lincoln certification, as I recall, please correct me if I'm wrong, takes it up to 6 years, 100,000 miles?
That's, I believe, seven.
Okay.
Well, I think it is six. Yeah. Seven is the R warranty, the 7100.
Yeah.
I confused myself with so many
either
warranties.
Either way, it's extensive.
Yes, it is. And it actually does cover virtually everything that the new vehicle warranty does. This is a great program. It takes it out for 100,000 miles. You can really, it can be a great program if you keep your vehicle for several years. And, you know, we really go and look for particularly off off-lease vehicles that are just 2 or 3 years old or low mileage that have great content and try to find those vehicles at the right price for people. I go online virtually every day and look at those within about 500 miles of the dealership and just go through each vehicle and see what we can find. And, you know, that's the endless process of restocking a used car lot is mm-hmm. just out there looking all the time. And there's a great inventory selection right now. And you can see all that online at DungeonsChoice.com. From there, you can actually get to all of our showrooms, to the new car showrooms for Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, as well as our used cars. And you can apply for a job there. You can apply for credit. You can ask any of your questions. I think, you know, a lot of that I talked earlier about those how do I fix this moments. And I think, you know, a lot of that happens is people are buying their cars and they're trying, you know, busy lives. I think about it for a minute and I go, well, what do I want? I get to start going down there and then I get distracted. I do something else. And then all of a sudden, okay, my car won't start, or you know, I need you know, the tire is low, or I need to get that oil change that I put off for now for several weeks, and maybe I should really do it. And you know, say, but there's a question, and usually it's those questions that are we need to be there to answer. So it's as simple as that, really.
You got the 2019s coming in. It 19 actually, Edge? I think I saw
19 Edge. We've got great inventory, and you know, as we talk about, it's constantly turning over on across the board. I think Edge is out. Have Explorer here pretty soon. Anyway, product coming at us all the time. Great selection right now of Highlanders, of Ford Escape. Got lots of F-150s right now and great discounts on the F-150s. Another deal, if you're looking for a good deal, would be on some of our transportation vehicles that we provide loaners to people when the vehicle's in service for an extended period. And those are great deals. We write them down. They're just less than a new car, but they usually only have a few thousand miles on them. Mm-hmm. We keep them well under 5,000 miles, and they're just like a new car.
But, and exactly. Typically, you're there for the OKM performers and things historically that you've done
still
year in, year out.
Get ready for that, the season coming up. Lots of other stuff coming up. We've got the Osage County Cattlemen's Association will be gathering with the ranch tour later.
Ben Johnson coming up next month, too.
Ben Johnson coming up. Got Big Hard Days in
Barnstall
today. I think started tomorrow.
Tomorrow with the golf tournament.
Tomorrow, yeah. And I got all kinds of stuff going on as usual around
Mayfest
here.
And Caney,
yeah. So get out, have some fun this weekend, folks.
It will be fun. And, of course, you can go back to the app. I want to talk about Anna's app one more mm-hmm. time, just because you can make your contribution right now to the Million Meals. Just
right.
You know,
yeah.
Take the funds out of savings, checking, wherever, and transfer mm-hmm. it into the Million
Easy
Meals.
Easy peasy, yep. And it does, you know, it does stay local. It is tracked back to, you know, what branch you're with. So that does go back to support Mary Martha Outreach. And it's just a really easy way, secure way to donate. So it's a great option for people.
What's the timing on the event today and for the lunch and dunk tank?
Yes, the event today is from 11 to 1 at our downtown branch in the north parking lot there. So dunk tank will start around 11:40-ish. So yeah.
So if you're having lunch at 11:30, you can be, you know, all nutrified to go throw the ball.
Exactly, yep. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a great deal. And, of course, you still got 995 oil changes going on?
Yes, we do. And as I left the shop this morning, they were pretty busy on the Ford side but had some capacity on the Toyota side. You might call and find out. She can tell you which way to go. Or you can go online and schedule an appointment online for either store. It's actually a new thing at Ford now where you can go online and schedule an online appointment for an oil change.
Okay.
Right there online. It knows when we have time available. And you can go online and do that at our website. We will be open Monday for Memorial Day, so come on out if you're staying around town, and we'll help you with a vehicle.
And, of course, stop by the truck ranch as well, see what is available there.
See what Albert is. Service is closed Monday, though.
Okay.
Let's make that clear. Service will be closed. They'll be open Saturday, but we'll give them the day off Sunday, but we'll be open for our sales department Monday.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. So check that all out, DungeonsChoice.com.
Yep, or give us a call at 918-333-0900. give me a shot if there's anything I can help you with.
And, of course, you can start the process on We Will Buy Your Car as well. So, again, Dungis Family of Autos, check that out. Head downtown to the Arvest downtown branch for lunch. And we've got news on the way next from CBS on 1400 K1.
What are your retirement plans? Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460.